I wanted to read a verse in 2 Chronicles 34:12.
Yeah.
Sounds loud up here.
Yeah, a bunch of devils.
It says, yeah, yeah, yeah. At 2 Chronicles 34:12. Just the first part of it. It says, and the men did the work faithfully. And I was thinking, you know, this week that we're certainly not the first missionaries to go. I mean, way back to Paul. And then I was thinking of the books, the biographies that I've read of I forget the names, but the men that preached in India, like for 20 years in China, yeah, and had no soul saved. And we talked this week some about, you know, the distresses and the droughts and the setbacks. But then when I remember those missionaries, it makes me kind of ashamed to even think that, you know, Marco gets after Kelly and I sometimes when we like, oh, nothing's much happening. And when I think of those men, that they faithfully continued for 20 years preaching, even though they had no fruit, or at least none that they saw, the Lord's been really, really good. Like Mike said, we really have been privileged to be part of something really great.
Amen.
Amen.
We've been part of a team. I mean, you know, first it was a few, then more went down, but really part of a team of really faithful men and women.
Right.
Because it wasn't just the men preaching. I mean, I respect those men, all of them. Selfishly, I wish they were all back there with us. We miss them, but we know they continue to labor and work here, and that word really been on my mind a lot lately, the labor and the work. And it is hard. It is, you know, anyone that ministers, not just as a missionary, but, you know, here, it is labor and it is work. But the Lord has been gracious and given us fruit. You know, He has given fruit. I mean, you see those pictures back there, the ones they had last night, and wow, makes me even ashamed to think there's that, not, you know, when we sometimes say the drought. Wow, compared to what those men went through for 20 years, we don't have, you know, there's not been much drought. And it hit me. It started here. You know, for us to go down there, for the fruit that y'all see back there, that's part yours, it started here. Someone with a vision and, you know, with a desire. They were already laboring and working here. And I guess coming from a family who y'all know, you know, might think that the solution to everything is work. The things that work, that, you know, we are a working family, but some of the stuff we've done amounts to nothing. I mean, apartments that Mike built, or, you know, they tore them down. The business, it's a big monster we can't get rid of. You know, there's just a lot of things you do that are labor and work, and I mean, all the hours, you know, we've worked, but they don't amount to anything in eternity. But the labor and the work that we've been privileged to be part of is amazing, because it has eternal rewards. I mean, when we were seeing the pictures last night, when, you know, the pictures while we were putting them up, and Taylor was fixing this board, it was exciting to see what the Lord has done and the lives He's changed. But it, like I said, it started here, and I wanted to thank the church here. I wanted to thank the men that had that vision and that had that desire to sacrifice so that people would, you know, so those that wanted to go could go.
Yeah.
And what's, it's like I said, selfishly, we'd love, you know, Billy, Michael, Adrian, Roland to be back there, and their wives, because, wow, you know, they were amazing women. Even though I didn't work with some of them, they were amazing. They really were. I mean, I hear from the Mexican people, you know, and the soul winners they were. But, you know, now it hit me this afternoon. We're working with two Mexican missionaries now, which is, it hasn't been done before. You know, we went with Marco and Noe. And it hit me how exciting that is.
Yeah,
it's right. You know, the not through no choice of their own, they came back, but God, you know, already had, the churches are doing, and I guess I'm a little mixed up here. Isn't that the goal? You know, not only that people get saved. I mean, they went down there and preached in the streets and you know, witnessed and had studies, but the goal wasn't just that they get saved. It was the something more.
Amen.
And it wasn't just that the men start preaching and that the ladies start teaching the kids. I mean, all that's good. And that they start meeting faithfully, which they do. That's amazing in itself. You know, the faithful ones, and you have a few that aren't, but the faithful ones are there every meeting. And that's just amazing. But it's that they also see the need to send out, to sacrifice, not only to work and labor in their city, but to sacrifice and send those that want to go preach.
Amen.
And they've done it. I don't know, you know, I know that guys all know, but I don't know how many missionaries there are out there, but I know that Marco is a missionary out of San Luis, Noe is a missionary out of León, and then, you know, it's happening, and that is amazing.
Amen.
I mean, it's, you know, so I guess the distress and the drought and the setbacks, it kind of, you know, I feel like, oh, okay, you know, there's just been a lot, it's amazing what's happened. And it's been through the vision and the sacrifice and the work and labor of you here. And I know it's not that you're just sending people. I know you're laboring and working here. And when we ladies we evangelize every Tuesday, we ladies do, and we have faithful women. But we also pray on Fridays. And one of the things that I at least really emphasize a lot, and maybe, you know, I think we've all tried to learn it. I don't know if we've learned it completely, but is in Philippians 1:27. I mean, we're a bunch of, you know, we there's been a lot of us working together. Now we're still working together, some of us and those of you here. And sometimes our flesh gets in the way, and I'm always telling the ladies, you know, a lot of times we ladies are more the problem. So, you know, let's really strive. Let's, you know, this, we want to see Pachuca saved. We want to see these people saved. But, you know, they're looking at us, and we have to put an example. And, of course, it falls on Nena, Kelly, and I to show that between us. And it says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And I think that the striving together, you know, we really have to be one. We have to, if we really want the gospel to not only to go out, but to really have an effect, they have to see a unity. And that's really my prayer, that I would be not, I would not be the one to hold it back. And we're trying to teach the women this. And the other verse that I wanted to read is 1 Corinthians 15:58. Like I said, the words work and labor, and then attached to that, faithful. You know, because even in any job, I mean, you know, you go to work and then you don't like it and you don't really do all your, you know, you should and all that. But to be faithful worker, and that's what I want to be. And it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that was, again, a real encouragement to me, because it's hard to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. That's just hard, at least for me to do, you know, just to really stick there, really stick it out. Mike and I are getting tired, you know, and then, you know, then Michael mentions about Uncle Norm being, you know, as old as dirt and going to Turkey, and it's like, you know, my dad wanting to go back to Mexico if the Lord had healed him, and so, you know, I want to be steadfast, I want to be unmovable, I want to be always abounding, and in the work of the Lord, and mainly is that you're not only our work, our labor, those of us that have gone. But you that are here, and you that send, and you that pray, and you that have come back and are laboring here, is that the labor is not in vain. And I mean, I think we have proof of it. You know, I know we have proof of it. And the brothers in Pachuca, they are extremely thankful. They, you know, I mean, all of Mexico, anywhere we've been, they always thank the Lord for you, that you were willing to sacrifice so that we could go. But I just thank the Lord for the faithful men and women that we've had the privilege of working with, and that we would continue to be the help and the do the work and do the labor, but faithfully. And like I said, we're in Chronicles where it says, you know, the men did the work faithfully. There's another verse in Nehemiah that says they had a mind to work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and these men, all these men that were that have been down there, they have a mind to work. That's one thing, you know, I can give testimony to. And they had a mind to work. And the same, like I said, it started here because you had a mind to send.
Amen. Amen.